News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's turn to the latest State of the Environment report from the Environmental Protection Agency. With us on the line is the EPA Programme Manager, one of the report's editors, Andy Fanning. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you today?
I'm good. One line that stands out for me is that Ireland has merely aimed to get by, to get to the minimum standards. What impact has that had on our environment?
Well, I suppose this is our once in a 4-year report. It's a full comprehensive assessment of the environment and how sectors of society are impacting on it and being impacted. What we're seeing again is how essential the environment is to us all. It provides the materials for our houses and our industry and our water and our air is totally dependent upon it. When we look across, and I say this is our major report, one in every 4 years, when we look across the totality of the environment, we're finding that we're not actually making the progress that we need across air, water, nature, climate, and even our circular economy is not making the progress that we need to make to protect our environment.
People will be listening to this saying, I'm recycling my bottles, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Individuals can only do so much. Where are we systemically failing?
You're absolutely right. It isn't the systemic challenge, it's the piece. We really need to change the core systems of our society. So around transport, how we move rather than by car to go by public or active transport, how we change our food system so that we actually have regenerative agriculture and we protect our rivers and our air quality at the same time, how we transform our industry, again, to make it more carbon neutral and more biodiversity positive. Like, there's substantial challenges in the transformation. What we say in the report here today is to make that transformation, it's a generational challenge, but what we're saying is there's things that can help it. And we've highlighted we need to scale up our infrastructural investment across all of those sectors, energy, water, waste, transport, and we also need a policy position on the environment so that all policies align to allow us to get to the environment that we all need and deserve to protect ourselves and our health.
We have a very weird relationship with water in this country. We think it just happens to come out of the tap and happens to flow in our rivers and we don't have to worry about it. This report really sounds alarm bells about the amount of nutrients that are flowing into our rivers and our lakes and the impact that it's having.
Yeah, absolutely. So what the report is highlighting, about half of our waters, our natural waters, are not in good stead. And the key issue here is nutrients. So they're coming from our towns and villages to urban wastewater treatment, coming from the agricultural use of our land and some from forestry. And I suppose what we're seeing is there's too much nutrient, especially in the south and southeast. We're seeing nitrogen problems in the south and southeast. And we're also seeing phosphorus issues, which actually causes the biggest impact on fresh waters across the country. So really, we need to basically dial down the amount of nutrient making it out. And it's a waste of resources. Those resources will help to grow crops, will help to grow grass. So we need to keep them in the soil so they get productive use and don't actually pollute the waterways. If you think about drinking water as well, like we have good public drinking water in the country. But we're also highlighting in the report today that many of our private supplies and our smaller supplies are not quite at the same standard. And we do have issues there to address to protect people's health.
OK, Andy Fanning of the EPA, thanks very much for that. More on that story on our website, newstalk.com.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On Newstalk.